is Jim Wilson, and I'm going to demonstrate the Syncom Sales and Product Configurator for Dynamics AX. As you can see, I'm in the quotation screen of AX, and what we're going to do is actually, in this case, add a configured line item to an existing quote. So I've selected quote 43, and now what I want to do is just insert a new line item. By clicking on the Configure button on the line item screen, it allows me actually to open up a configuration dialog for this product. In my demonstration here, I'm using a piece of air movement equipment, which is a damper. And the way that guided selling works, typically you want to be asking questions that a good sales rep might ask to get at an optimal solution quickly. So in this case, it might be the shape of the damper. Is it rectangular or round? How do you choose to mount it? What is the velocity of air movement through this damper? And you can notice as I'm making my selections that certain choices down below in the overall specification are grayed out. For example, if I select corrosive environment, you'll notice that the blade material would restrict me to stainless steel because galvanized is not a good solution there. Once I've made some high-level selections, what we can do is actually use the recommendation function to actually complete our specification. And you can see here is the completed spec. And as you look on the right side here, you can see it's actually then configured and priced this particular product. So we know now that this is a buildable product. And what's really great about the Sales and Product Configurator and the way it integrates with AX is that as it configures the bill of material, if it finds an existing bill of material in the AX system that meets that spec, it will not create a redundant structure. So as you can see in this case, it's configured the product, it's rolled up the price, rolled up the cost, and we've now got a configured product. We also have the ability to generate available to promise by integrating with Xapta. And as you can see when I return to my quote line screen now, I have my newly configured product, which is the rectangular damper that we just configured. Hi, this is Jim Wilson, and I'm going to demonstrate the Syncom Sales and Product Configurator for Dynamics AX. A minute ago, I actually demonstrated an air movement product from within AX. We were actually configuring a product line item. What I want to do now is show you how that model was created and how easy it is to maintain the knowledge associated with both the guided selling rules as well as the configuration rules. So here's the model. I'm in actually within the administrator environment. This would be used by your product experts to actually create and manage the rules around configuration, guided selling, so forth. So very simply, you can see here I've got different folders where I maintain and segment the knowledge. In this case, for example, in my configuration folder, I have a graphical hierarchy which represents the overall product structure for this configured damper. And within each of these nodes, if you will, in the product structure, I can have one or more components that could be included in this configuration. And of course, for each of these components, the data can be dynamically pulled from AX. And the way that I actually build that hierarchy is simply dragging and dropping items from my components browser and then dropping them within the configuration structure. When we ran the model, there are a number of features that or questions that we were asking the user, such as the questions about how the actuator would operate and what about the power supply and so forth. And again, just to add features, you simply add new features just by right mouse clicking on the folder and adding them. Now what's really important is the constraint rules that validates each of these feature selections. So for example, I'll open up an editor. When we're actually running the model, we had a rule which said based on the type of actuator, whether it's manual, pneumatic, or electric, and based upon the operation, whether that's spring return, power open, and so forth, there were certain rules as to what were the valid combinations of choices. So this is one way that we can represent rules. We call this a decision matrix. You'll notice also, we also have the ability to express rules as graphical decision trees. This graphical knowledge representation is a very, very important feature of the Syncom Sales and Product Configurator for a couple reasons. Number one is it's easy to understand and it's intuitive for product experts to be able to build complex knowledge-based applications without having to get into procedural rules. Because it is a declarative constraint engine, these simple rules interact with one another or interplay, so as I make selections, it maintains the state of truth across the entire application. What I'm going to do now is switch views and I'm going to actually go to my Visual Studio environment. One of the unique capabilities of the SynCom Sales and Product Configurator for Dynamics AX is we also offer a flavor of our knowledge-based modeling environment that plugs directly into Visual Studio. And what this means then is that .NET developers can actually incorporate those knowledge-based components in any sort of web, Windows, or mobile application. You see here I've got a dialog for my damper. The way that this dialog is created is simply using Visual Studio Toolbox controls. But you'll notice with the SynCom Modeling Environment Guru, we now offer a whole new set of controls that can be incorporated into the application. So simply by reaching in, dragging one of the SynCom controls onto the dialog, and then reaching into the knowledge base and dragging and dropping an attribute onto that box, then that list box has the behavior and all the rules associated with it in the user interface. So it's very easy to quickly create an interactive Windows or web-based application using this same simple drag and drop. But more importantly, it enables you to actually integrate these applications with other line of business applications, and it also allows you to create a very compelling user interface. In addition to the controls that I demonstrated in this application, we provide AJAX controls for web deployment as well as WPF controls, providing a lot of options for creating a very compelling user interface. A minute ago, I actually showed the modeling environment for the SynCom Sales and Product Configurator for Dynamics AX. And what I want to do now is just show you a couple other examples how you might apply this technology depending on the industry or the application that you want to deploy. In this case, we're looking at more of a B2C scenario where I might be selling a product which is a retail product. In this case, you can see it's a bicycle shop. And depending on the type of bicycle, we can allow people to kind of explore the website, make selections. And then based on those selections, again, we're using these bidirectional constraints to validate choices and to help someone make the right choice. For example, everyone buys differently. For me, maybe it's the cheapest bike. Maybe for someone else, it might be the lightest bicycle because they're a serious rider. So based on these choices then, what we're able to do based on knowledge or rules is actually recommend a product. And in this case, you see we've actually configured a bike. Now we can go beyond that. And this is your classic sales configuration. So I'm actually now able to go and actually customize my bicycle. So again, we're maintaining the valid state of constraints and rules. We're able to actually go in and override some of those recommended choices by picking alternate choices. And as we're making these selections, you can see on the right information panel that we're actually highlighting the changes because of these selections. Additionally, we're able to apply rules to not only the configuration and the recommendation, but we can also apply rules or knowledge related to things like shipping. For example, based on this custom configuration, when can we deliver the bicycle? We're looking at example applications using the SynCom Sales and Product Configurator for Dynamics AX. And in this case, we're actually looking at a product that's really not that complex in its own right, but the complexity is really around pricing and service configuration. And this happens to be a voice data bundle. And what we're trying to do is make sure that we pick a system that really is going to meet the current and the future needs of the customer. So I'm just capturing a few questions or answers to questions about the customer's needs, maybe desired network speed, what is the traffic, and so on. And based on just a few questions, maybe we want to add some security as well, we can recommend a solution. So as I scroll down now, based on those few questions, we're making the recommendations or speccing the system that a fairly well-experienced person who sells this type of solution might recommend. And of course, at this point, you know, we've calculated phone lines and monthly minutes of use and so forth. We can make the appropriate changes at this point to that spec. But just with a few clicks, we're able to actually pull together a recommended spec, the right product. Now, you'll also notice when I click on Generate Quote, what's actually going on behind the scenes is we're configuring the entire hardware package that has to come together to support this level of service. Hi, this is Jim Wilson, and what we're doing is looking at different types of user interfaces and different applications for the SynCom Sales and Product Configurator for Dynamics AX. And in this case, we're looking at an internet application that might be deployed in a large company or in a call center to help someone make a decision regarding a health plan. So, for example, I know the things that I'm interested in when I look at or evaluate plans. For example, what type of plan? I might be looking for a family plan. I might also be concerned about my deductible. And you'll notice as I'm making these choices in the sequence that is important to me, not only am I constraining down the different plans that are available, but as you can also see, that I'm also constraining the alternative options that I might be available to me, such as deductible, maximum out-of-pocket, copay amount, and so forth. And what's happening here, this is showing the power of a declarative rules engine where the rules are firing both forward and backward. So no matter who you are and what is important to you, for example, for me, it might be a low copay amount, I can make that choice and immediately see the impact of that choice on the entire set of choices that are available to me. I can also work in reverse order. For example, I can pick a specific plan, and it shows me essentially what would be ideally suited for that plan, in this case, the deductible, the max out of pocket, and so forth.